The first ever Warehouse Games Captains League Slapball Tournament is underway. Head over to the Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Slapball presented by Shady Rays. Upgrade your eyewear game today with an exclusive offer from Shady Rays. Go to ShadyRays.com, use code WAREHOUSE for 40% off polarized sunglasses. Try for yourself the shades rated 5 stars by over 300,000 people. Thanks, Shady Rays.
Welcome back to the Compound Podcast. This is episode 139, but it could be 138. It could be. Are we doing 138? Did we decide, Tom, on the number?
I did 138 in the episode, so we'll do that. Yep.
You know what is a good mission for someone who really loves this podcast is to go back and count every single episode on Apple Podcasts and then tell us where we actually are.
Yeah, tweet at me. I have no idea what the number is.
Okay. We're going to go with 138. Presented by Parse Rum. I got a tweet. I don't know if you guys saw this. Someone tweeted at me that they had purchased a bottle of Parse Rum. And they were thrilled with the quality of the rum, of course, because Parse is the best. And I tweeted back at them, when I say Parse, you say. And then got like a bunch of people that commented back rum and were very excited. Because there's people that love rum out there.
Oh, love that.
And somebody said, thanks for planting a tree. There were some great comments in there. If you have a minute, great tweet, great little tweet, Jane. So, a lot going on in baseball. A lot going on. Winter meetings happened. A lot of big signings. A lot of big money. Free agency's hot. Baseball's hot.
Money trades, flying around.
Money's flying around. You know what is really good for baseball?
Money flying around.
Money flying around. It's really good for baseball that the Padres are spending, like the Yankees and the Mets are spending, which is now
Mets
like
have monopoly money. It's fake.
Mets
they
are going to go.
They would fit perfect in the NBA. It's like, yeah, you Mets, get some. Yeah, here you go.
The Mets are running a $400 million payroll.
Does MLB, do they have the biggest contracts, like highest like salary across
not
sports?
Not per year, but guaranteed total value, yes.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of stuff that's really good for baseball. I would like to give a shout out to John Boy Media for them being in winter meetings. Nice shirt, Tom. For them being, and also Dakota.
I was going to say, what about me? Jeez.
Pump the brand. John Boy at winter meetings. I followed along with Talking Baseball. It was really cool to hear their takes from winter meetings. And like the fact that John Boy in however many years has gone from, you know, this little thing that was doing breakdowns and recording a podcast to now like part of the baseball media landscape is so cool. And it, like following along on Twitter, there's so many people that care about baseball free agency. And it's really, really awesome to see.
Twitter is freaking out. Every day, I just see a billion tweets from a billion different outlets freaking out.
I'm actually going to hurt my thumbs from refreshing because it's so funny what's going
that,
on there.
To me, that just seemed like when the lockout was going on, when it was just like you'd find everything out on Twitter and you would just keep refreshing. And it's just like, oh, they're coming to a deal. And then you would see who the next deal was.
When the Sean Murphy trade happened today, it was like refresh. It's like Sean Murphy's traded. Refresh, like who's going, and then William Contreras comes out, he's going to the Brewers, and it's like, who's going? Holy shit.
Did you see
people
who broke
everywhere?
Did you see who broke the three team link?
Yeah, it was Jake. I was on the phone with him. I talked to him for like 10 minutes on the phone today. I actually texted him after he put that tweet out and was like, ooh, you got some trade knowledge. And then he called me and we talked for about 10 minutes. We actually didn't talk about the trade knowledge. And then it all came out. He's the source.
Yeah, Ken Rosenthal and Passan both shout him out.
Are you going to
– Big J journalism.
Are you going to pass news along to Jake if you ever have any?
Yeah, if I have some, get him out there.
No. Well, you already have a guy that you
– Yeah, but, you know, I'm not tied to anybody but Jake. So, I mean, hey, got to help him out now that he's
out
there.
It's kind of like the biggest bidder now, right? It's like whoever throws you the most
– I mean, yeah, it's like my own free agency.
I think – what we should do, this is what the episode's going to look like. A little different today. We're going to talk about the winter meetings. You're going to talk about all these big signings, but We want another opinion. An opinion that we haven't had on the pod for a couple months. Maybe he's salty about it. Maybe he's a little salty. He hasn't been on the pod. He's been getting that wing right. We have friend of the pod, Scotty Efros, joining. But it's brought to you by Kendra Scott. Do you, Scotty, you ever get Kendra Scott?
Scott's definitely heard of Kendra Scott.
I have.
Do you have you gotten any Kendra Scott products for your wife?
I have. Oh. I think she had something. I think she had a bag for our wedding. I think she got it as a gift for the girls in the wedding. Great stuff.
Sick. Well, for anybody who doesn't know about Kendra Scott, which would be crazy if you didn't, Kendra Scott makes jewelry, both male and female. Let me reverse that. Both female and male. They have some watches. They have some bracelets and necklaces for men. But if you're looking for a gift for your wife, for your girlfriend, maybe daughter out there, a lot of good stuff around this time of year. A lot of good stuff. I think I might be going with a little bit of Kendra Scott for Julie this Christmas.
Not going to lie. I hope my girlfriend didn't see me on Instagram and or on my Safari before, because I was Googling a little Kendra Scott.
You were getting in there trying to figure out what the best stuff is?
I mean, that one.
Are you just saying they're non-listeners because, like, you're just giving away the secret now?
Well, you know, in the off season, she listens a lot more when she's traveling during the season. Mm-hmm. So we'll see. Okay. We'll see. This is a test.
I was deep in the Kendra Scott website, deep, just trying to find everything that's on there. But for listeners, if you're looking for a little Christmas gift, looking for something, KendraScott.com. All the best jewelry, got earrings, got necklaces, got all kinds of stuff, rings, whatever you're looking for. Perfect gift for your significant other and or mom, daughter, whoever.
And it's perfect. It's perfect for guys because, you know, we struggle. We struggle getting gifts for people. You never know what to get people. It's a perfect website for it. You go on there, what it is? They make it easy.
You know what it is, guys?
What?
It's a home run.
It is. That's true, Scott. Right. Kendra Scott is a home run.
Let's get all to
right.
The, let's
Scott.
Get to the Scotty Efros.
Wow, we are so happy you came on.
That's as bad as it gets. Scott.
Yo.
Let's start with something pretty important for you. Buddy. Judgy. AJ.
Yep.
What are you calling him these days?
Captain.
Rumored. Yes. Reportedly. Yes.
Did you change Judgy. His name in your phone to Captain? Captain Judgy?
I should.
I hope he sent a GIF in your group with that one scene from, I forgot what movie it is, and he's like, I'm the captain now. That's me. I am the captain.
Question.
That guy's phone. That guy's phone must have been blowing up. So,
could you imagine?
Did you text
him? The night before, it was reported he was going to the Giants for about 10 minutes, and everyone was freaking out. Panicking. Scott was nervous.
Scott, we're going to have to get you. Sweating. We're going to have to get to the bottom of that. Like,
nervous.
You were very nervous.
I was nervous. Just, you know, it was said online that he was going. So, you know,
it's like a John Heyman is like, he doesn't usually just throw stuff out there. So it was like, oh, he's gone.
Yeah, stay on your toes. Winter meetings. Scott. I'll flying around. Yes.
Did you text him?
I did.
Did you get a response that night?
I did. I got a response in like 5 minutes.
Let's go.
Guy is just, I mean, not gonna, you know.
He's probably thinking.
Not gonna brag.
He's probably
thinking, so why is he not on
tonight?
You're
at the top of my priorities right now. No offense.
I think I caught him at a good time probably, but you know, got a response, you know, said congratulations. Obviously an unbelievable accomplishment to one, get to free agency, two, sign a deal for that magnitude. And yeah, obviously stoked that he's still Yankee, going to be Yankee for a long time. So very, very exciting news.
Well, that's why he's the captain.
Tom is wearing the Yankees hat. He wants everyone to see.
That's why he's the captain. Yankee he Tom. Responds that quick to a middle reliever. No, exactly. no man too little for him, you know?
Middle reliever on the
even
aisle.
Even a broken middle reliever.
A middle reliever on the shelf.
Let me just say, as the number one Scott Efros fan in the office, not a middle reliever. Just not
That's true.
That's
true. My last outing was a save, so.
Fuck off, Oops. Dakota.
I take it back. I take it back.
Scott, Can you imagine the gift that Judge is going to get for you guys to start the year? Oh, I mean,
is that a I actually don't know. Is that a thing that, like,
I don't know. It's something that Jay Hay always did because he's awesome. But yeah. I got to think Judge is, there's a lot of dough there. Maybe he'll get you guys all something nice. Yeah. For,
you know,
it's crazy.
Like, Jay Hay has a huge contract. Judge is what, more than double?
It's double.
That's.
Well, Jay Hay got us some nice things this year at the beginning of the year. Is that just something he would do every year, Ian?
He did it for like 3 years in a row. 1 year it was iPads, and 1 year it was Apple over the ear noise canceling headphones. They were wonderful. And then goggles. Was there something else this year too? Goggles, and
he got everyone a shoulder Hyper Ice.
The Hyper Ice and the goggles.
A knee Hyper Ice. Or a leg Hyper Ice, which was very, very cool.
Yeah. He's just the most generous guy in the world. But
yeah.
Maybe.
Absolutely.
Maybe Riz will tell Judge. Maybe you'll tell Judge. Like, hey, we'll say, hey, man, let's get the fella something.
Hey, why doesn't Riz get the fella something, huh?
Yeah, he's had a deal too. He's don't skirt out of that one.
Well, hey, Judge could get you guys all like a car and nothing would happen.
That's very, with one paycheck, he could probably buy you each a car.
Yeah. Like, you know, Aaron, you could spend the money. It's fine.
You got more coming. It's good. Yeah. Okay.
But very, very exciting news. I was, we were all very excited when it was announced. I still don't think he signed the contract, but you know, when it was announced. But
are you saying there's stuff wrong with the medical? Because he hasn't signed yet? Is that what you're
saying? I'm just saying. I haven't seen the Yankees tweet it. So
it is amazing how guys will sign deals or the deals will be announced. And like the Cubs still haven't.
Yeah.
Tyon and Bellinger still haven't.
It's not official, but. I mean, very exciting news.
I mean, hey. you change this late and you're dead. Like they.
Well, it's not that
the Yankees. I'm saying, but if he somehow changed, the Yankees fans.
Well, I remember. I was watching all the coverage on it, on like MLB Network, and everyone had to say like reportedly, because like it was reportedly, but which I thought was interesting.
For sure.
Oh, we got two hands. Who's gonna answer who?
Zach's hand was up first.
Do you keep the pen that you sign your contract with?
I would bring your own pen.
You probably bring your own pen.
I would bring my own pen.
And then never use it again, right?
Put in a nice little case.
Well, I think that'd be awesome to frame like in your office or something. Or not frame, or just have it like there and never touch it again.
Yeah, man. You could do that.
Can you imagine when you're signing another $400 million contract?
Can you imagine how much Kendra Scott jewelry Judge can buy? Hey, can we talk about JMO? Jameson Taillon, former teammate of you, Scotty Efros. Big Cubby signing. 4 years, 60, 70, 68, 64? 72?
4 years, 60.
64? I want to say 64.
64, 68. It was like 17 years, something like that. Whatever.
Big coffee guy.
68. Guy
right huge. Here.
Makes pour over in the clubhouse. What else you got? I've heard he's an awesome dude. He actually texted me before it was official. So I had the scoop there.
And, he didn't sell that one.
And it was really cool because we have talked coffee before and we have we've texted back and forth a little bit. So it was about union stuff because he was your PA rep, correct?
Yes.
Seems like the nicest guy in the world. What do you got on JMO?
He's awesome. He was especially great to me when I got traded over. We hung out a couple times like right away, kind of really made me feel super comfortable. Like you said, makes a great cup of coffee. We kind of bonded over that. He has a nice little pour over set up in our clubby's office. Just an awesome dude, really like underrated kind of, you know, obviously put together a great year this year, but I feel like he kind of got, you know, a little underrated this year, but he had a great season and really, you know, proved himself as a solid starter. And I love that signing for you guys. Obviously sad to see him go. I think the word that comes to mind when I think about him is competitor. And, you know, every time he goes out there, I feel like he's just like super, super invested, obviously, in every single pitch. And, you know, we're going to get out of him. Each time he goes out there. So it was a lot of fun being his teammate, a lot of fun watching him compete the second half of the year. And, you know, love the signing for you guys, Ian.
Riz, I asked Riz about it right away. And Riz was like, you're going to love him. Like, you're just going to love him.
He's great clubhouse guy. Just really, like, you know, takes care of business, keeps things light, like, just perfect presence for a team like that.
What did Tom think of J-Mo?
Big fan. Jimmy actually came up to me and said, does Ian know he's going to be best friend with Tyone yet? And I said, I think they talked, but I don't know if he knows, like, that they're going to be best friends. I mean, because he had reached out, he had been on Talking Yanks, and actually his first start ever was one of the first Yankee games I ever watched with Jimmy and Jake. They did a shot of Jameson every time he had a strikeout. I believe he had 8 strikeouts, so it was getting pretty wild.
That's a fantastic night.
You guys will have to talk about something, Ian. You took him kind of way back this year.
I did get him.
He clipped him a little bit.
Did you face him? Did you face him at Pitt? I guess, was he there? He would have been, obviously would have been there in Pittsburgh for 2 years when you were.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I want to say I faced him in 17, 18 and 19 maybe, but I can't remember which years he was, because he was hurt a little bit in Pittsburgh, you know?
Yeah.
But I definitely.
Two Tommy Johns.
Yeah, I definitely faced him early in my career at some point.
He's had a lot of. He's had a lot of battles.
This was the first year he actually got to really throw a full season,
right,
and be healthy. And it was, and that's, you know, the kind of year he put together. He sent me. It was pretty cool. This has happened a couple times in my career, but this really stood out. We had some nice battles, and I had a really good game. And he sent me a text after that was like, hey, man, really, really fun to compete against you. Like, way to swing it. Keep going. And I was like, that's fucking awesome. Like, go out there and you compete. And then, like, for your competitor to be like, give you something like that. It was a really cool, really cool, like, moment in my
career. Very cool. Did you
have kind of established, which is cool.
You have 15 career plate appearances against him, by the way.
Zach, I think you're going to ask the same question I was going to ask.
Did you know him before?
Right.
No, not really. I mean, just from playing against, like I said, playing against him in Pittsburgh. And then we had chatted a little bit about PA stuff. I'm sure we had been on a bunch of calls together in 20 and 21. Oh,
right. Makes sense.
But I don't know that we'd specifically, you know, we'd talked to each other and texted back and forth about coffee, and we had texted back and forth about PA stuff a little bit, but not like, not crazy. And it was pretty cool for him to reach out like that.
Scotty, speaking of Tommy John, how is the rehab going?
It's going. Today was a good day. I got to full range of motion for the first time, which was great.
Hey,
like step. eight and a half weeks out right now. So I'm really happy with that. But yeah, it's going great. Rehab's going well. I'm here in Pittsburgh, doing it a couple places here. And actually going to New York to see the trainers this week. So I've kind of been going a little bit back and forth, but it's been good. I'm happy, happy with where we're at. Obviously long, long road to go still, but I feel healthy for the timeline I'm at right now.
People are saying you'll be ready for the playoffs next year. I'm not saying people are saying, I don't know who said it. That's just from my sources.
Who are your sources?
It might be you. You might be ready by then. I'm not saying you're in there, but If called upon, SC59 will be ready to go.
Let's put it on Talking Yanks.
He's ready to go.
Scott, so I have a question. When you're getting to full range of motion, are they doing the thing where they put the weighted, you know, the handcuff, that cuff weight on your arm and letting it hang?
So that, as I've learned, there have been many like rehab styles over the course of the Tommy John history. I think that was kind of like an original like method that they were doing with guys. But I haven't done that one. We've been doing similar things where we kind of just like working out the scar tissue and everything. You know, obviously like stretching the elbow, but I remember thinking like, oh, I'm probably just going to be sitting with like a cuff weight on my hand for hours at a time. Like I haven't done that yet, but
so what's your are they just manually stretching you to get there? How did you get
manually stretching? A lot of like soft tissue stuff around the scar to open up the rest of the forearm.
What's been the most painful thing?
probably stretching into, honestly, today at PT, we're working on like the wrist part and like just getting that scar tissue broken up. That's like, it's not forgotten about, but like, obviously the big thing is like the elbow, but the wrist part scar tissue still has to break up too. And like getting in there, like, cause it's so small and there's so many small like bones on top of it, like that, it, like you hit the wrong spot in there, like, ooh, it digs at you, but it's all like roughly the same. Like some of it hurts when you kind of push it, but you kind of just have to get through it. And then you come back the next week and you do the same thing. And it's like, oh, this feels better now. So
I did some of that stuff to get to full extension, like some hanging and like some hanging off the table. And it was so like when I would, it didn't hurt when you would sit there, but then when you would first like move it out.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
A lot of shoulder work too. I would say it's honestly like, when I go to my rehab facility, it's like 50% elbow work, 50% shoulder work at this point, just making sure that the shoulder doesn't fall behind the elbow movement. So when
you strengthen that, you know.
Yeah. And like now is like obviously a perfect time to kind of stay on top of that because you have the opportunity to build, you know, shoulder strength during this time. So, but it's going well. Here's the scar. It's a beauty.
You gonna get a tattoo of the smiley face?
You gonna get the seams tattooed?
No, I'm not gonna get the seams. I'm not gonna do that. I don't know if I'm gonna do anything, but you know, it's a nice
look.
Get the
flames. Get fire flames coming out of it because you throw so hard.
Because I throw 92, yeah.
Well, it gets by, guys. I'll tell you that much.
Scott, you know what could really help with your recovery?
What could help with my recovery? Because this might be a natural advertisement. Is that an Athletic Greens bottle?
For Athletic Greens. I got Athletic Greens right here for the viewer. I'm drinking my Athletic Greens at night. It could really help you.
At night?
At night. I'm doing it at night.
Psycho.
That's weird.
Yeah. Psycho move. You're welcome. 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source, superfoods, and probiotics could really help our friend Scott's recovery. Less than 1 gram of sugar. No GMOs, no nasty chemicals or artificial anything. While tasting great. Cost you less than $3 a day, and you're investing in your health. Scott, invest in your health, man.
We should have started with the ad because I would have said, and this is the honest truth, that I start every single day with a bottle of Athletic Greens. So no wonder my rehab's going well. If I wasn't taking Athletic Greens, like, I don't know if I can move my arm right now.
So you're saying that Athletic Greens is going to get you back for the playoffs. AthleticGreens.com.
That's what we're hearing. That's compound. What we're hearing.
AthleticGreens.com/compound. Free 1 year supply of immune supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. AthleticGreens.com/compound.
I can't wait until you make the playoff roster when you come back and Athletic Greens throws the compound $1 zillion because it's
what
just
do I
proves
get?
That.
No, they're going to throw it at you, Scott. We're what not, no, we're
yeah,
not
no.
great.
Oh, yeah.
Scott, we're not great.
No, Scott, you're on our platform, Scott.
Yeah.
You'll get an attaboy.
Yeah, we'll give you like thanks, man.
A go slap get on the ass and an attaboy. Like, go get him.
Yeah, go get them in Houston.
We'll send you a package of Athletic Greens. Perfect. How about that?
Call it maybe, good. Maybe two.
You know what? That'd be worth it. That'd be worth it.
Scott,
yo.
Do you wish that you played shortstop with the deals that are being handed out right now?
Yeah, it's nice. I saw the Giants are talking to Correa now, right? Like they're heavy favorites. Is that right? I don't know. I kind of refreshed Twitter when you guys were talking about the moves to make sure I didn't miss anything. A lot of moves today, too.
Yeah, the Sean Murphy trade today. Obviously, the Mets have been super active. The Giants have kind of been Giants got a couple pieces, but they've been them and the Padres have lost out quite a bit, except for then the Padres went and got Bogart. So,
yeah,
but I feel like the Padres and Giants have been the teams that are like, oh, like they're talking to this guy, like they're talking to Judge, they're talking to this guy, that guy. And it's like, ah, but they signed elsewhere.
They're in on everybody.
Yeah. Which you like to see, though, because, I mean, at least at the end of the day, they're driving up the price for the teams those guys are signing for.
Well, the big rumor right now is that the Yanks got something big in the works. Apparently, they're going after Rodon. I struggle with
I'm still
Rendon.
Not positive if it's Rodon or Rodon.
I think it's Rodon.
I think it's Rodon, but I don't know.
Rendon, Rodon. They're working on Rodon and also maybe something else big. I don't know.
I've heard my middle infield type of deal. Maybe.
Scott, any insight? Is Hal called you and discussed his moves with you?
No.
Not yet.
Did he call you and go, hey, Scott, yeah. Would you mind calling Judgy and just getting this deal done for us? Because we'd love to have him back. And then you called Judge and you were like, hey man, I know there's a lot of money out there.
If I had to be involved in that, I don't know. Like that must have been like a chaotic scene.
Didn't they say Hal was in Italy?
Yeah, I saw that.
Imagine that, having a nice dinner and you're just like, oh fuck, the Giants are really gonna sign this dude. I gotta leave.
And he goes, all right, give me the phone. Hey, Aaron. All right, here's 400 mil. You're Yankee.
And here's the captain.
Well, he probably gave him that, and then he like the bottle of wine was coming to the table, and he was like,
we can't afford it. Give me the cheap one.
You have the kids menu here?
Yeah.
What trade do you want to talk? You want to talk about the trades? You want to talk about some of these shortstops? 11 years for these shortstops.
I couldn't believe – what is Bogart? Zach, you said he's 30, right?
30.
I couldn't believe he got 11.
Well, I don't know if you saw –
That's
awesome. Saw this. So he gets 11 and Turner gets 11. The AAVs on that, average annual values, 27 for Turner, 25 for Bogarts, roughly. Which is – for those teams – especially the Phillies, well, I guess both those teams, but the Phillies who have all these, they have six guys with huge contracts. Having that AAV be lower lets them go spend on another pitcher, reliever, kind of fill out the roster and not run up over the luxury tax like the Mets are doing. Now, the Giants or the Padres had offered Judge like something like 14 for 400.
What?
And MLB basically vetoed it, or would have vetoed it, to be like, that's, you're not going to pay him until he's like 45. Like, this is pure manipulation. You can't,
like, the NBA, what was that, the Chris Paul trade, Dakota?
Where they're like, nah, this isn't fair. You can't do that.
No.
No, you'd win, and we, no. Nope. Sorry.
But it's really interesting, just like club behavior, because in the past free agencies in the last few years, it was short term high AAV, and that's what everybody was doing. Bauer deal, Stroman, you know, short high AAV. And now you're seeing teams really stretch that thing out and go for the big number to get it to a bunch of years and lower the AAV. And they might have to eat some of the end of the contract, but I think teams are willing to do that.
And doesn't that open up them, like, if you go lower on the AAV but you do more years, it's still a ton of money for the player and you have more flexibility on your cap to get more guys and help the team, I feel like, along the way.
Yeah, I think the only downside would be if you were in the year 2032 and you had still had $25 million a year on the books for that payroll and the guy was basically retired. Like,
yeah, but I feel like you're banking on, like, the Padres' mindset is like, well, if we win three championships in the next 10 years, I think we're okay still paying Xander $25 million when he's 41.
And I think the idea would be that in 10 years, you know, the luxury tax is higher. $25 million is a more reasonable number than it is today. And that you're not eating as much of a contract as it looks like you would be today. Scott?
Do you think, well, you said like the shorter term, higher AAVs, especially like last year, like coming out of the lockout, because I feel like teams didn't know, like, it was kind of like a mad dash, like right when everything broke, like before everything broke and then, or before everything stopped and then right after we got started again. This year, I feel like with like a full year salary or like full years, like dollars on their books and everything, like they can kind of plan out a little bit better knowing the rules for 5 years. It seems like teams are more comfortable saying like, okay, we can give years and dollars, especially for position players. Because the pitching market's been, like, I mean, what was Verlander's year? Two years? Obviously.
Yeah, like two like
was the vesting option, but he's also something. 39 years old.
Yeah, he's got to, yeah. And like DeGrom's is what, five?
Five.
Yeah. So like, it seems like the pitchers markets are like way high AAVs with like 3, 4, 5 years in that range.
Especially the with the older picks, ones or like low to mid 30s, you know?
Yeah. I'm interested to see what Rodon does get. Because he's kind of in that middle, like he's
still
definitely 29 established.
Or 30, right?
Because what was his deal with the Giants? Because didn't he sign like a 2 year or a 1 year opt, like 2 year opt out.
He signed a 2 year with an opt out.
It was kind of like Correa's deal.
Correct.
Right. So it was just a,
It's kind of like Rizzo's deal.
It's kind of like Rizzo's deal.
Yeah. He's 30. Rodon is 30.
Yeah. So, I mean, he could be a guy that like,
he could be pushing 6-7 years.
Yeah. That'd be, I can't remember the last, like, has there been a pitcher with a 10 year?
That's so like hard. So hard to do.
Oh, impossible.
Like huge.
Your teammate Garrett's got what? 8-10 for 300.
Like a, I feel
Garrett's only got a long one. Lester had a long one, right?
Those are only going to happen to starting pitchers that are like
six.
I'm trying to think of another, like a young stud starting pitcher. Yeah. You know, I'm trying to think of somebody.
Well, yeah.
Like, but they're like 26, 27.
And I think starting pitchers don't get to free agency that early because they don't come up until they're – it just takes so much longer. So they're 23, 24, 22 even. Even if you think the big league at 22, you don't become a free agent until you're 29.
How old is Alcantara? Is that his name, right?
Yeah, that's
yeah, but he signed an extension.
He did sign an extension.
Oh, I was going to say that's one that could – he might get $1 billion.
I think he would have been a free agent after this – like next year.
Next year maybe?
Probably like 27.
He's 27 right now.
Never fault somebody for signing an extension early.
No. But he would have been like, he would have been a 28 or 29 year old free agent. He would have got.
But like, if somebody comes up, even like you're really good, like the Ozzy Albies and Acuna, like, yeah, obviously hindsight. But like, think about both of those guys have ran into injuries. Like, say you wait until your free agency year and then, like, yeah, you know, those guys will probably still get paid. But having that money up front, and it's not like it's a crazy long deal. I mean, was it 7 years when they signed it? 6 years?
So five. So for Sandy Alcantara's, I get what you're saying. 5 for 56 looks like a huge bargain. But he will be a free agent again at 31, 32, because there's a club option at 31. So it's like, all right, 32.
Yeah, he could get another 5 year contract.
Yeah,
so
you hope at 32 he goes out and gets that big number.
Five years. He could get another 7 year. I mean,
exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like five at least. But imagine like that whenever he signed that, like, hey, here's 50 mil. You want to sign? Like, you know, easy. I would fucking say yes.
Hey, you're making 10 mil a year for the next.
Hey, you're losing
your
leverage over there,
what.
Zach.
Yeah, you're losing my leverage. That's right.
He's so good, by the way. Like watching all his clips when he won this, obviously I watched him this year. He is like so much fun to watch pitch.
Who could especially going deep into games too? Like it doesn't happen. And how many complete games did he have?
Right, exactly. He's like a throwback. He's just like
he's a horse.
And he's just thrown into Miami. You just forget, and then every fifth day MLB is tweeting, "Ooh, would you look at that?"
Can I ask a quick
another
question?
Quality start into the eighth or ninth inning.
I have a question after your question.
If you're Miami. And you have him on that short deal. Do you try to trade him for some team's top 25 prospects and then rebuild?
I was going to say, you're going to get unthinkable return because it's,
I mean, you could probably
like,
get
right.
two, you can get two young big leaguers and their top 10 prospects.
100%.
It's so hard because they've been in such a weird spot where it's like when Jeter took over, they sold everybody and they made the playoffs in 2020, but it's like, do you really, really want to press that rebuild button, or you just want to buy some pieces and maybe make some trades? But they're in the toughest division. I mean, right? They're in such a weird spot. It's like, can you afford to get sent back another 5 years or so and wait for all these prospects to come up if you trade one of the best pitchers in baseball? Or
you can't you can't ask your fans if you trade someone like Sandy Alcantara on that contract after the year that he just had. You can't ask your fans to show up next year.
Can't. You literally
showing
cannot.
Up anyway.
Show up as this.
Well, I know, but like
every five days.
Yes.
Yeah, just come on. Yeah, every fifth day, guys. Hey, come on, please sell out.
They did get pretty unlucky because they signed Garcia and they signed Georgie Soler and they had Jesus Aguilar.
They did it. They did spend
DFA'd
some
in the middle
money,
of the year.
Right.
Those other guys got hurt. Like
Garrett Cooper had a good year.
Jazz got hurt.
They signed some
good players.
They do. Stallings, Miguel Rojas, they had
Chisholm.
Joey Wendell they traded for.
Brian Anderson.
Cooper. Right.
Cooper was an all-star.
That's what I'm saying. It's tough. Like, do you
big leagues is tough. Baseball's hard.
Do you send back five more years or do you try to build around him?
But can you get some big league ready players?
Right. There's only so many out there who people are willing to trade.
I have a question.
You know,
What do you got?
So, Shohei Ohtani is an unrestricted free agent next year at the age of 29. Does he get half $1 billion?
You have to. He has the most leverage. He has the most leverage ever. I'm going to get paid like a starting pitcher. I'm going to get paid like a starting pitcher. I'm going to get paid like a top 20 hitter in baseball.
Just give him a legit $1 billion.
He's making $30 million this year, and he's grossly underpaid.
Yes.
That's how good he is.
I think if he goes out and has another year like he's had, someone's going to give him 10 for 500.
I think so too. It's going to be it's going to like break the world how much he, like the Mets are going to say, here is every dollar I've ever had.
Can I give you another one? Let me give you another
one.
With the deal that Judge just signed, Juan Soto is going to be a free agent at like 26, 27. He's going to get a 14-year deal.
Okay, but what if he has another year like this year where he hits 240 or 250? I understand. Hey. I know he has like an 850 on OPS. I get that. But he was supposed to be like Judge, 300, one dot.
Oh. But he's going to be 26 under. He's going to get a 14-year deal for $550 million.
Like a team's going to give it to him. Like you're telling me in 2 years, the New York Mets –
Steve Cohen's not going to say, hey, man, here's a half $1 billion.
How many years is he in San Diego for?
This is his last one.
This is his last one?
Five. No, he's got two more.
Or two? Two?
I believe it says two more.
I think it's this one, the next one. I think the trader.
I mean, the guy's been in the league for 44 years. What the fuck?
This one. It's this one and the next one.
What the fuck?
I mean, yeah, it'll be interesting to see. Like, obviously, he was on a World Series team with the Nationals, but like. Like now he's got like another really good team around him in San Diego. Like we'll see what he does this year.
Oh my god! Remember that?
The Nationals already offered him 440. Like
that's what I'm saying.
So it's going to be
Padres.
It's going to be the unbelievable. Padres.
But has he declined since that offer?
It doesn't matter because if he hits 40 homer, if he hits 35 homers and hits 280 the next 2 years, and that's going to be a down year for him. The teams are going to
get at least that.
My hot take is that if Machado walks. They're going to give, because Machado's got an opt-out. Machado walks, the Padres are going to give him 14 for 550.
A billion. It's going to be 1 billion.
Do you know Juan Soto had 135 walks compared to 96 strikeouts this year? I mean, if that's your down year.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, like it's nuts.
His down nuts. Years are so productive. And he would tell you he struggled in that second half with San Diego. But he still is a productive player because that's what he does. He gets on base.
I saw some things on Twitter with his bat path got substantially flatter, I guess, and not as vertical. So I guess he had a lot more ground balls and pop-ups where in Washington in the years that he was really banging and not hitting 250 and walking so much. What do you got?
Do you want a really hot take on that? He lost Kevin Long.
But which is interesting, though, because Kevin Long is notorious for the opposite from what I've listened to.
From, like, what his drills look like?
Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah. I'm not saying I haven't been in a room with him before, but.
No, me either. But, yeah, I get what you're saying. Yeah, but having a hitting coach that you've trusted for a long time and then having him go somewhere else and having to figure it out, that's a toughie.
That's hard because, like, obviously you can still reach out to guys and say, hey, man, like, FaceTime them, just chop it up. It is not the same with after nuts. A game and like the trust that you have in somebody. I don't know if we talked about the Yordan Alvarez in the World Series thing when he was struggling, and I think the hitting coach Cintron for the Astros brought him in and was just like, hey, I see something in you. Tried it one day, didn't work, and they met again and they're like, hey, can you just trust me? Can you please just trust me? He goes, all right, fuck it, let's do it. I trust you, whatever. And then that was the homer to basically end the World Series, and he gave him a lot of praise for that. But it's like, if you don't trust that person, like no matter what they're saying, it could be gold. But if it's not clicking, it's just not going to work.
Even it takes time to build that relationship. And when you go from being the top dog with the Nats, when you can do like you can go ahead and hit on the field every day early and take as many rounds of BP as you want and like do whatever you want, to when you go to San Diego and they're competing and you got Machado and you got some of these other guys and like you're probably not getting as much cage time as you want or whatever, to kind of work through that is a challenge. You think Alvarez put on like a Kendrick Scott bracelet and then he hit that homer?
Has to.
I think so.
Maybe put it under his tape, a little Kendrick Scott power.
Yes. I do. I love Scott.
Yes.
I can't wait to see the contract Scott Efros gets when he's a free agent. Five for 100 million. Thanks.
Fresh legs going into next year.
God damn it, guys. Can we talk about the Sean Murphy trade?
Yeah.
Yes.
How many prospects do the A's have?
Where do they get back? I actually didn't see that. I saw he was going to Atlanta, but I didn't see.
Well, every trade the A's ever make is like, here's a really good big league player who's an all-star for like 75 prospects.
So how many guys did they get from?
They got like eight guys or something. It was like six or something.
Between Milwaukee and the Braves, I think they got legitimately five or six guys.
How many did they get for Olsen? Four, five? Last year.
Yeah. A lot, yeah.
So they have just like they could have like a whole team of former Braves prospects.
Guys, the Coliseum's really empty. They're trying to come up with some ways to fill some seats. They're just going to keep trading for guys and say you're going to sit in the stands, you know? So something.
All right. I sent this to one of my groups. How does a three-team trade work? Like, do you just call up a random GM and be like, hey, me and Dakota are talking, like, let me call Ian or Scott and see if they want in on this trade?
Do you think they do? Do you think they send out a conference line, or do you think they just like add them in and merge the call?
Yeah, they're like, hey, Billy,
I got Brian, I got Cashman on the other line.
Yeah, haven't talked to you in a while. Hey, how's the family? How the kids? Hey, do you want a few prospects for Sean Murphy? What do you got?
Well, I feel like three team trades in baseball are kind of rare. In football, I feel like they never happen. In basketball, I feel like they happen all the time, right, Dakota?
Yeah, I feel like basketball it's much more common because
probably like the basketball,
contracts, they got to make the contracts work to stay under the cap.
Because the cap, yeah. And it's there's just less guys.
Probably easier in basketball to fill spots too, because there's five positions. So, like, I need a point guard, you need a point guard. We're trading somebody else. So, like, and this is the situation that happened here. They were taking a catcher. The Braves were getting a catcher. They had to unload a catcher, so they needed another team to take William Contreras, Brewer step up. There's more prospects floating around. Just prospects all over the place.
A's, by the way, got four players last year in that deal. They got five today, so they got nine in those two trades.
Wow. So
The A's got the prospects, right?
Yes, correct.
So they're all going to come up together, and they all do really well. When they all get to free agency, they're going to say, hey, we need more prospects.
They're going to get to arbitration. They're going to be like, it's too expensive.
So who did the Brewers send away then?
Pena,
Manny Pena,
yeah,
and a couple prospects.
He was with the Braves too, wasn't he?
Oh, I have no idea.
Pena was with the Braves and the Brewers.
I think the Brewers kind of made out like bandits in the trade. I think they did pretty well.
I have all the people. If you want all the people,
say all the people. There's all so right, many people. People.
I know. Atlanta gets Sean Murphy. Oakland gets Kyle Muller, Estuary Ruiz, Freddie Tarnock, Robert Salinas, and Manny Pena. Milwaukee gets William Contreras, Justin Yeager, and Joel Payampas.
Yeah, I didn't know the names.
Apologies to all those
Payampas. Payampas.
Yeah, sure.
I didn't know the names.
He's a big league reliever, right?
Yeah, he's been bounced around a few times.
Got good stuff.
But yeah, the people the Brewers gave up, I feel like, I don't know how good they are, but the fact they got Contreras, I feel like you said, Ian, like they got away pretty good in that trade.
Yeah. I mean, Contreras is young. He's controllable. He's already been an all-star. They also got a big league reliever. The Brewers tend to do great things with big league relievers. Yeah. And they gave up a bunch of prospects, probably some of those prospects they got in the Hader trade. So they're probably just trading guys that they've just acquired to get more big league talent.
That Ruiz guy had 85 stolen bases this year.
Oof.
Jeez. But your bigger bases, though, and no step-offs.
Good point.
Guys, what else do you want to cover that's been going on? Anything else?
I have like six things.
Oh, well, Scott, you haven't asked all your questions. Let's do a little round of Scotty's questions brought to you by Manscaped. Manscaped, 20% off, free shipping with code COMPOUND at manscaped.com. It's a great gift for somebody in your life.
They're talking about it's new year coming up, new year, new you. You know, you want to take care of your balls. You got to do that. Use code COMPOUND.
Pretty aggressive read there, Tom. Pretty aggressive. They got the lawnmower 4.0 with the light.
As every New Year's resolution list starts,
think better, about your balls.
Better care of my balls.
Tom actually has a notebook in the first page you open. That's what he wrote up top. Manscaped, 20% off and free shipping with code COMPOUND at manscaped.com. This is Scotty's questions. Go.
All right. I have a lot. We'll do quick hitters. First off, I just want to say Dakota and Tom's coverage of the U.S. men's national team was excellent.
Thank you.
Very entertaining. As I referred to Dakota and our other friend Mark Huberman, shout out Mark, in our group every single day about the men's national team. I don't know anything about soccer, but it was entertaining. They taught us, so I thought that was great.
You definitely don't. You definitely don't, because you asked us. You asked us. Wait a second. Why is the game over after 90 minutes? I thought it was 120. And we said, Scott, no, Scott, it's 90.
Before. I've definitely seen 120 minutes.
It's when it goes to extra time. It happened in the next
it's
round.
Like, it's like rugby. They have a bunch of different ways they play. Scott, if Tom and Dakota would have done a separate episode that was just labeled Tom and Dakota talking about this men's national team, would you have listened?
100%.
That's what we should have done. All right, next question.
I think I've told Dakota this. He could run like his own sports, like just sports general podcast.
Oh, Zach, look at that. He wants him to dump us.
Well, no.
What else is new?
Scott just said that because one day in our group text, I went from talking like men's national team to Thunder basketball to Michigan State basketball. Like, I follow every, like, I'm watching, I have hockey on.
This guy knows every, like, horse at, like, Thistledown, like, just everything running, just like anything with a sport and a television camera, this guy knows. Second thing, also related to other sports, Dakota, Lions, hot, Jets. Sorry, Zach, no. Brownies, hey, also
control,
not.
Control your own destiny.
Big matchup this week. Big matchup this week. Lions, Jets. Matchup
week. Yes, this is a playoff game for both teams.
Very large. Is Mike White going to be okay?
Bro, that man was turned into a C yesterday.
Tough. And he walked off.
And then came back on. And then
he went to the football. Hospital. Yeah. Football. After. Crazy.
Ian's a fan of the Browns, the Steelers, the Bengals.
Mostly the Bengals. Bears too, yeah.
Houston. He lives. What do you live closer to, Houston or Dallas? You're probably a Cowboys fan because you're
Bears. Does Austin have an XFL first team? Overall pick? What do you got, Scott? What's the next question? These have just been comments. They haven't been questions.
He said he had six things. He didn't say six questions. I had six questions. Things,
technically. I'll say my actual question for the end. Remember I texted you, I said I have two things about the shit.
How long are we going for, Scott?
Keep going. I love it.
We got time. Where are you going to be? It's the off season, buddy. Hey, chop. It's a chop. Remember I texted you guys, I said I have two things about the shift from your shift episode that I wanted to ask because I was actually genuinely curious about.
Okay.
Can you play like a four-man outfield with the shift?
No. Because everybody has to be on the grass.
Well, I mean, sorry. Let me rephrase that. Can you, I mean, like.
What about a five-man infield?
In Yankees.
No, you can't bring an outfielder in?
No, you have to have two guys on each side of the dirt.
What if I put my center fielder directly behind second base on the dirt? Like, it's right on the line, so you can't say it's on one side or the other.
I think it defeats the purpose of the five-man infield.
What about, like a Yankee Stadium short porch to right, you just move Judge in soup like he's playing like Judge second game.
I mean, he could do that, yeah. But that's okay. That's a five-man infield.
I don't think that was my question. It was something along those lines. So it was like 3 weeks ago. The other question was in the minor leagues this year, they have like the angle, right? For where guys had to stand, Zach. Can you stand?
We didn't have it.
No, that's not a thing. That's not a thing. That was tested in some where other levels. That? Not a thing.
So can you have – okay, so if say it's a lefty up and you want to shift them, pull, you have your first baseman, your second baseman. Can you have your shortstop play right behind the back?
Yes, but not across the line. It was an imaginary line.
Okay. But there was a time where they had like the pizza slice angle,
that was
right?
A thing they did in like high A or something, yeah.
Okay, so you can still like play them to pull. Kind of.
Correct.
Did but you ask ball... me because you thought I was in high A, Scott?
But ooh. You can't.
No, I thought they did.
Ooh.
You can't have three guys on one side, so you can't have the super shift. You can't have the super shift where the shortstop's just on the other side of second.
Right. Do you think we'll see that with, like, first baseman playing way off the line to cover the hole now, and the pitcher has all priority to get out of first base because guys will just pull it into that hole now?
Maybe, but I think teams would not give up the line because there's doubles to the line. So teams will still not Teams would rather have a guy hit a ball in the four hole and have a single than hook one down the line and get a double.
But what if you play, what if you like overshift your outfield? Then it'll be interesting to see.
It's going to be interesting to see.
It's going to be interesting to see.
I think it'll be interesting to see.
Because if you have a pitcher, say you have like a guy who's just like a ground ball guy for a lefty, like he's going to like try to hit him into the ground. You really like sell out for the ground ball and like pitch to that strength. You move your right fielder over down the line to protect against the doubles, center fielder almost in like right center, and then overshift your first baseman, second baseman, then have the shortstop up the middle. I was just thinking about scenarios, like how they're going to, how teams are going to maneuver it next year.
It's going to be hilarious when you're rehabbing next year and watching all this baseball and you're just going to be sitting there going, what if we moved? What if we move this guy all the way over here?
I'm going to be like Charlie Kelly in It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, trying to figure out Pepe Silvia with like a legal pad of just different shifts that could work. Just
going to bring it out in the dugout and hand it to Boone. Like, I think I got an idea, coach.
I got it.
Aaron, I stayed up all night. I got some ideas for you. Here you go.
Ian, is it like once he starts delivering the pitch, can you like shuffle over to the side, or is it like you've got to stay there all the way?
I think until it crosses the plate.
All right.
So you can't, and you can't have people like running behind.
I was going to say like, get like a little jog start, like lift your leg, go.
No, but I'm sure they'll be kind of fun to watch right away. That'll be hilarious because people will be trying to like shuffle across the line.
Well, it's like realistically, I could be them being like, hey, Aaron, play 20 steps in right field.
Right.
Be ready to throw to first
base. Especially like there, because the like you have the short.
It's over your head. It's gone anyway.
If you give up, if a ball that would have been like a fly ball out on the track becomes a double, it's so much more penal from a scoring standpoint.
What about if there's no outfield shift rules? Like you could literally bring your center fielder to shallow right, put your left fielder in center and not even have.
That's what I was going to say. That's what I was thinking.
You could do that.
Fun for your outfielders.
Teams are going to do that 100%.
I agree.
When Rizzo's in the box and an opposing team is facing Rizzo at Yankee Stadium, you're going to see some weird outfield shifts.
But it'll take an outfielder that has enough versatility to be able to field a ground ball over there.
Nowadays, they all do.
I think the guys up the middle are going to, like a guy like Lindor, I think he's talked about it before about athletes being up the middle. Like they're going to respect the fact that they get to play the shortstop position again. I don't think like some of those guys, I don't think they're going to want to cheat across the bag. Like I think they're going to want to kind of establish themselves as like the second baseman and the shortstop, and the two most athletic guys in the middle of the field will make the best plays. Yes, Tom.
Really quick. Because there's no movement allowed, but as you said, people are going to try to do some sort of movement. What's the penalty if they do break one of those rules?
Automatic.
I don't know.
Automatic home run.
I think the umpire.
It's a home run. 2 points to the other team.
Yep. Well, it's reviewable too. So I think.
What?
That's
reviewable, but a fucking foul ball at like 270 feet away isn't reviewable.
A freaking foul ball.
Yeah. Come on.
Like what? What are we doing?
I think the umpires have just, it's like a balk. Like you just get to like reset. Like you can take the result if you want, or it resets.
Got it. Thank you.
A free play.
We get a free play.
Take a shot downfield.
Exactly.
Brought to you by Kendra Scott. Scott, do you have any other comments?
I have an actual fan question of the week.
Oh,
yeah.
Scott Efros, fan question of the week, brought to you by Kendra Scott. If you need to get some earrings or a necklace or some jewelry for your significant other, KendraScott.com. What do you got, Scott?
Amazing. That is, you can't draw up the segues better. No, more naturally.
Nice. Until you ruin them. Go ahead.
At a baby.
You can't draw it up until I...
until you blatantly put it out there and completely ruin it. Go ahead, Scott.
My question was, it's the holidays. Holiday season starting.
Yep.
What is everyone's favorite holiday tradition around this time of year?
Good question. That is a good question.
And I want Tom to go first.
Well, Scott.
Okay.
Nope. Go ahead, Tom.
I thought he said Tom first, Ian, not you.
As open-ended as possible.
Well, so my parents actually just moved, so it'll be the first time we're doing Christmas not in my childhood house this year. So it'll be interesting to see.
That's wild.
Yeah, it's going to be very interesting. We're a big open your best present on Christmas Eve, family. So that's a fun one. The other one I would say is we usually, after Thanksgiving dinner, have a little glass of eggnog to celebrate. So those are the two. Yeah. I know Dakota likes that.
I'm already 2 gallons deep this season.
2 gallons? Jesus.
Right. I
think that's the only glass I've had so far.
Eggnog makes me feel sick. So heavy.
Injected into my veins. I want, instead of blood, I want eggnog.
You would die.
Fine. It's a good way to go.
Free basing eggnog.
It's a good way to
go. Scott, can you give us yours?
I was thinking about this. We do a small Secret Santa and a white elephant gift exchange, but also my family's Jewish. My wife Brittany's family is not. She's Christian, so we will do like a Hanukkah celebration as well as a Christmas celebration. So I think melding those two.
You got like 2 weeks to celebrate.
Yeah, you get the best of both worlds, Scott.
Oh, so many gifts. I like being able to meld those two holidays together and spend time with our families like that. But we do like a white elephant gift exchange, which I think is kind of fun. I think it's not super original, but it's always a good time.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
Zach, Dakota?
My favorite is my mom's side of the family at our Christmas party. Gets later in the night. We've already opened gifts. All the girls, the aunts, the sisters have gone home. And then it's me, the uncles, brother-in-law, younger sister's boyfriend, go downstairs. We got football this Saturday, which is huge. But football on TV, and we play cards for late in the night. Yes. I've taught them Blu-ray. They love Blu-ray.
No way.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. We play until like 3 a.m. It's a long night, but it's a blast.
That's awesome.
Forward to it every year.
Love that.
That's a great way to do it. Zach, you going?
Yeah, we are very similar to Tom's. My brothers and I opened each other's gifts that we got each other on Christmas Eve. Same thing. And my mom actually just texted me today and she goes, I'm stuck on ideas what to do for Christmas Eve. Because the last like 5 years, we've done something completely different. Like we went to the movies, got Chinese food, went to New York City, did everything. And she's like, you got to think of something new to do this year. So if you guys have any ideas, shoot them my way.
Is this Fallon's first one or second?
No, last year I went to her house on Christmas night. But this year she's come. We actually just talked about it. She's going to come to my house Christmas Eve, Christmas morning, and then we're going to go to her house like really early in the afternoon for Christmas.
You guys are sleeping in separate bedrooms, right?
Yeah, no.
My most recent new tradition is I go to Julie's family for Christmas Eve and Christmas, and they have this pretty cool basement with like a bar and stuff. And they basically host everybody Christmas night, like all for friends and stuff and the families. And it's kind of a rager.
Wow. It's
the best. A lot of fun. Yeah, it's great.
Do you like eggnog with alcohol in it or no?
No, eggnog in general, absolutely disgusting.
You're missing out, man. I feel bad.
Could not
for
be
you.
Farther away from it.
Dakota, is there a brand of eggnog? No free ads, but like, or just like matter. The local, like, it, is it like the local, like dairy farmers?
I could get brand? It from a gas station.
Oh, stop!
In the heart of Detroit, and I don't care.
God, I'll
drink. I don't mind that. I don't mind eggnog. I don't like it all the time.
It could be an open cup. It could be an open cup that was sitting on a counter at the gas station. You're like, hey, we're giving out this eggnog. I'd be like, all right, thanks, man. And I drink that eggnog.
How are you guys doing on gifts? You got all your gifts picked out?
No, I have a few more I need.
What are you going to use for that, Zach?
Athletic greens.
Kendra Scott.
God damn it.
Kendra Scott. Zach, I gave
you
a layup.
To the episode at all?
I threw you the out.
You said, what am I going to use for that? I thought you meant like a different type of currency.
They're going to use KendraScott.com.
What the fuck?
Clean it up.
Well, obviously.
He's going to get everybody.
Well, I thought you were going to me. You say that I'm using yen or something.
No.
Shit.
Well, you could probably use yen on KendraScott.com. That's how versatile it is.
If you just go, on there and move the currency, you can use all your yen.
My God.
We're off the rails. This is the earliest we've ever been off the rails.
Can we do screen time?
Yeah.
Scott, you had no more questions, Scott? You got
no, that's it.
The last one.
All right, good.
Goodness gracious.
I thought I laid that up pretty easily. I'm going to be honest.
Yeah, that was, I knew where that was going. I made a joke.
I thought it was pretty clear what I meant. No. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody felt like that was all.
Zach's gonna get everyone a Manscaped. It says, take care of your balls.
Take care of your balls. Right, Tom?
Hell yeah, guys.
Tom, what's your screen time? Presented by Sloan. Sloan screen time. If you need automatic flushers and/or faucets,
5 hours, 3 minutes.
You need automatic flushers after you take care of your balls.
Zach, what's your screen time?
Hang on, I'm going.
I have an excuse for mine.
I was looking up the closest currency.
412 for me.
My excuse real quick.
412.
I had no Wi-Fi. I had no Wi-Fi in my house, so I couldn't watch TV because it's connected through the Wi-Fi. So I had to watch Netflix on my phone. So I have 2 hours and 6 minutes of Netflix. So that doesn't count. But my time is 6:19. But it should be 4:13. Man.
One more minute than us.
6:19, huh?
Well, 2 hours of Netflix because I didn't have Wi-Fi.
Zach.
5 hours and 3 minutes.
Hey, Scotty.
Wait, 5:03? I'm also 5:03. That's wild.
That's double-double. A couple of double-doubles.
And then Dakota's out.
Who would have thought?
Hey, Scott, thanks for joining us this week. Thanks for coming back. I know it's been a while. You know, let's have it not be so long next time. We're trying to mix in some fresh blood on the pod, but we just love having you on so much.
Sometimes you got to go back to old reliable, you know?
I loved the Justin Steele episode. I loved the Roger Steele episode, double steal.
We didn't point that out that it was back-to-back steals. I noticed that when we were up. Nobody mentioned
that. That leads the league in podcasts per steal.
Okay. Thanks,
all right, Scotty.
Maybe that's why we gave you a break.
Just to...
Quick shout out to my brother Avery as well. He passed the playing portion of his performance test to become a golf pro. He had to shoot 78 twice for 36 holes in a day. Of course, he's never played before, and he went 81 on the first 18 and then fired a 75 on the second 18.
Oh my god.
Wow. Nails.
Yeah. Pretty tough when you have a number you have to get to too.
Talk about handling pressure.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
Zach?
What?
Do you still beat him, though?
Come on, Dakota.
Come on now.
Not when
he becomes a golf pro. He's going to have so much time to work on his game.
But
he's
if he becomes a pro
Zach.
And he gives you lessons, Zach,
I would love that because I need to find my driver.
Can you handle getting lessons from your younger brother?
100%.
Yeah, that'll 100%. Go well. Okay. That'll go well.
Yeah. You would yell at him so much.
Yeah, I'd still beat
him.
Beat him.
Oh my god. If he tried to tell you something, you would scream at him.
Are we done?
Do you ever think about getting
Scott
bracelet? As a congratulations.
Wow, that's a good point. With my yen.
Yeah, use your yen.
You guys gonna start doing your golf bets in yen?
Yep.
This episode was brought to you by Parse Rums, episode 138 of the Compound Podcast.
139, we think.
Could be 139. Somebody go and do the entire counting and then tweet at us. Also, hit that like, subscribe, resubscribe, because we like when you do that. We'll see you next week for episode 139 or 140.